Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, are you guilty of doom scrolling? Do you know what it is? Do you reach for your phone first thing in the morning? Now, I mean the minute, the very moment your alarm goes off. Do you stick out your hand to the bedside locker, pick up your phone and go straight onto your social media for a gawk? Well, if you do, you're not alone. You're one of 75% of people who check their social media feed first thing. And this is figures from networks in the UK. They've identified spikes at 6 o'clock, 7 a.m. and 8 o'clock in the morning where the network traffic is instantly busy. And it's people very simply just scrolling on their social media. Hilda Burke is a psychotherapist and author of the Phone Addiction Workbook. Hilda is with us on the line today. I have to be honest and admit, Hilda, I am part of that 75%.
Okay, well, it's good to recognise the problem is the first step in curing it. So, you know, you're on the right path.
So what is the impact of this? Because I presume there's going to be some negative.
Yeah, I think, you know, for my clients who are very heavy phone users first thing, I think the first thing to remember is that our brain for about the first 30 minutes after waking is in a state of sleep inertia. And that means our cognitive function, our motor function is a bit slower than usual. So if you think about it, you know, if we get an email from our boss saying, you know, I need to have a chat with you today.
Panic.
We're half awake. We're receiving, yeah, panic. Our cortisol is up. Our stress level's up. If that happens to us at 2 o'clock, we might be, okay, this doesn't look good. Let me go out. Let me get my thoughts together. Mm. Let me go for, we're more sort of fit. We're into the day. Generally, our cognitive function is more geared up and we can actually find ways to cope with that a bit better than it's when it's 7 a.m. We're lying down, our head is fuzzy and our mind typically, because it's not in that sort of problem-solving mode yet, we'll go to the worst possible scenario.
First thing I do, the alarm goes off, two or three snoozes, and then I pick up the phone and I'll go straight on to X or Twitter. Now, I will say yeah. I'm looking at that to see what's going on, what's happening, any potential things we can chat about or stories for the show. But I am just having a gawk at what's going on in the world. Then I'll go to the Times or the Indo or some of the apps to see the headlines. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go on to Instagram for, you know, that's the easy. But I'm probably not checking emails now at that stage.
Yeah, I mean, the principle is the same, though. You know, it's bad news, or more importantly, you know, anticipated bad news. There's a lot of bad news on Twitter. There's a lot, on X, rather, and there's a lot of stuff that can put our brains on a negative spiral. So it might not be about the boss. It could be, you know, climate change. It could be political instability. In this country, there's a lot of unease about the economy. So whatever it is, it's stuff that will put our brains on a kind of a negative track and set a sort of negative tone for the day before we can actually put it in perspective and be sort of forearmed for it. So, yeah, I think that it doesn't matter whether it's a personal piece of potentially negative news or a global, it still affects our brain in the same way. It sees it as threat. I'm in danger, you know, whether it's my job or the planet, the climate, the finances of the country, the economy, instability, it all kind of, it's all sort of bad news.
Well, that's why, you know, it's called doom scrolling, isn't it?
That's why it's called doom scrolling. Aptly named, yeah.
Right, how do I stop this? I know it seems very simple to just say, like, sure, don't look at your phone in the morning or leave the phone outside the bedroom or whatever, but what are your practical tips?
Yeah, it is. You know, it is simple, but I think it's effective. You know, because if you think about it, if you're, particularly now, it's freezing, and unless you have had your heating on all night, it's far less comfortable to go walk into another room to get that phone and climb back into bed. So typically, you know, if you have 5-10 minutes to kind of just snooze on, you'll at least be doing that from the kind of insulation of your bed and without sort of bad news sort of encroaching on it. So at least when you get up and actually make that effort to go into your hall or whatever, you're kind of standing, you're already a bit more into the day. So I think that layer of distance is helpful. It's not going to eradicate it completely, but at least you're not sort of lying down, sort of being railroaded by bad news. So I think, you know, decoupling the alarm clock from the phone is a really good first step, yeah. having an old-fashioned alarm clock. Many
yeah.
people have recommended, but it's, you know, it's really, it's a simple tip, and I think it's an effective one.
Well, this texter here tells me, Hilda, that their screen time, they had a look at it, their screen time was averaging 3.5 to 4 hours daily. It added up to 24 hours in the week on their phone. So they now keep their phone away from their bed, and they've just gone back to using their old alarm clock.
Well, there you go. That's a great yeah. idea. That they've obviously seen the benefits of that, and they've seen a change in their behaviour based on it.
Yeah, for me, the rabbit hole that is the worst to try and reverse yourself mm-hmm. out of is bloody TikTok. Like, you just it's yeah. incredible, Hilda, how much. And I know it's pathetic that I'm actually admitting that, but the amount of time that I could spend just scrolling and browsing
yeah.
on TikTok is insufferable.
Yeah, I think. Because it's very snackable. It's a bit like having the, you know, the little fun size bars of chocolate back in the 90s. In my childhood, I remember them. You're just having one. But the thing is, oh, just another one is just smaller. It's the same with TikTok. It's like, oh, they're really quick. You know, what's the harm? But, you know, they add up all those little videos. And yeah, like it's a rabbit hole, and it's sort of very hard to get yourself out of, as you say yourself.
And the screen light, I presume too, probably not the best way to wake up your brain in the morning, the blue light.
Yeah, they say, yeah, scientists say that it does affect our brain, and particularly at nighttime as well. It's one to be really aware of when you're going to bed, because if you're feeding, whatever about the morning, I think we prepare for sleep and set the tone for the morning as well the night before. So if we're watching, if we're doing a lot of doom scrolling before we sleep, and as you say, exposing ourselves to that blue light, we're setting ourselves up for a bad night's sleep and probably waking up with some of those fragments of what we've consumed the night before still sort of buzzing around. So I think, you know, good sleep hygiene, I would say like a minimum 30 minutes before we go to bed, and a minimum, you know, on waking up as yeah. well to leave it. But I would say ideally more than an hour.
Just finally, Hilda, Johnny is wondering that he says he's thinking of getting one of the phone pouches to stop his addiction. Will that help? And if so, where can he get them? I'm just thinking now of the million euro school phone pouches that we're talking about.
I actually don't know. They kind of a timer. You have it zipped up and it's safely tucked away, and you can only access it at certain times. I'm not actually familiar with these phone pouches.
It's a great idea, Johnny, until somebody rings you during the night and then you genuinely do need to take that call by way of an emergency or something, and you've the phone locked away. I'd say, you know, just stick it outside the room, I suppose. Hilda Burke, psychotherapist, yeah. author of the Phone Addiction Workbook. Hilda, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Friday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.